Hello, welcome everybody. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Tonight's share is focused on Parshas Tzav, as well as the Haftorah. I also wanted to touch upon a pasuk or two in Shmuel Aleph, as well as Tehillim, Perek Nun, towards the middle, Pesukim Ches, through Kesvav, perhaps. So when I was preparing the Shia for tonight, I was thinking about how wonderful Shabbos HaGadol truly is. It is sobering. It is sobering to know that we're living in a very traumatic time, and sadly we're hearing more and more cases of people that are passing on and getting sick, and we're increasing our tefillos for those that are in need of refuah. And so it boggles the mind how all this is occurring. So I wanted to try to provide a contrast between the Torah reading of Tzav and the Haftorah reading from Yirmiyahu. And when I was laying the Parsha to myself in my house, I was very inspired by Zos Torah Sa'olah. This is the language of the Karban Shlamim, and when you bring it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the Torah is replete with examples and conduct of how to go about these karbanos. And the root word of karban, as we know, is krav, which is to draw near. And since the beginning of time, when we had Cain and Hevel arguing over a particular karban, and then we had Noach bring Reach Nichoach, Hashem, something pleasant, giving of oneself, what you feel is the Meitav Ha'aretz, Reishis Bikurei and Mascha. When you give tithing and you give Maaser, these are manifestations of just giving all that you have, the best of what you have. You're giving it back to Hashem. That perhaps is developing the closest relationship that one could aspire to achieve. And the backdrop to Shabbos HaGadol, obviously, is the fact that we did three things. One, we focused heavily on Korban Pesach. Clearly, that's very big. But there are two other elements to the circumstances that came upon us in Parshas Bo that also speak to what I refer to as psychological freedom. Number one, we had the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, that we were going to declare when the new month will occur. Why is that significant? Because it made us into free people, psychologically free to determine our own time, how we spend our time. And when we declare the month, we're also declaring the Chagim, all of the festivals that occur afterwards. And when we say Kol Nidre, and when we say Nesanat Tokef, and when we say Yalla V'Yavo, and when we say Kedusha, there is reciprocity on high. Our loved ones, our parents or our grandparents, our great-grandparents, the Al-Dababas and Zaydis, all the people that we knew growing up, they are all listening closely, and they too, together with the Malachim, are singing Shira to Hashem at the very moment that we do the same. As we know, there is a correlation, and we say Yeshiva Shamata, Yeshiva Shamala. There's a correlation between the two yeshivas. And so we draw inspiration from that objectivity. Number two is that we were given the Korban Pesach, and that clearly demonstrated our freedom, because we took the Seh Labayis, we took a Seh, which is their God, and then we slaughtered it. And if that wasn't enough, we took the blood and put it on our doorpost, and then we went inside, and we didn't worry about what would happen. Sure enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over, pun intended, our homes, and recognize those that didn't have that marking. And so that was how Makas Pechoros took effect. The third is somewhat quiet, but it just as equally needs to be pronounced, and that is Vayashilum. We borrowed Klei Kesef, Klei Zav during Makas Choshech. Excuse me. So we know that we borrowed all of this, gold and silver. We later used this to construct the Mishkan. After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, that we would go through a difficult time. Why? Because Avinu asked Bamer Daki Arshana. Why? That's the Peshat level, the Drash level. Why we have to go through Mitzrayim is to give us an appreciation for calling a master Adon, a master master, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we replace the Paro, who was an evil person, and we replace him, and we take him off the stage after all of the years of tumult that he gave us, we are so looking forward to joining and getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and soaking up the mitzvot, the matzah tovim, all the opportunities that we have to do for each other. So collectively, these three really inspire us, and that's the essence of Shabbos HaGadol. The essence, really, what I like to refer to again as psychological freedom, because once we're free in the mind, then there's no limitation as to what we can achieve collectively as a nation. And so when we transition this theme over to the Parsha, it just seems so beautiful. We have all these karbanos, and it just sounds so nice. But then we stop and we take a look at Yirmiyahu. What does he have to say? And Yirmiyahu Anavi has within him a very strong level of rebuke. And he says to us in the Parsha of Tzav, which is actually sourced back to Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavaleh in Yirmiyahu, and he says, Sifu al zichechem v'ichlu basar. And you should just add to your sacrifices, just eat regular meat. Why? Because I wasn't looking for you. I wasn't looking for you to offer sacrifices to me that were insincere. I was looking for you to give me tshuva, to draw close. So why do you bother to sanctify them in the Beis Hamikdash for no constructive purpose? It's better that you should just slaughter the animal and eat them as meat as opposed to kachim. Very powerful language. What is Yirmiyahu really talking about? Well, maybe the next pasuk will give us a further insight. Oh, he says, "Gaz." He says, "Velotzi visim al divrei olav zevach." Yirmiyahu Nabi tells us that Akash Baku didn't command us to bring offerings. He wanted us to serve him. The offerings, the karbanos, are just a means of bringing us closer to Akash Baku, because after all, we have an obligation to put our hands on the animal. Why? The Minchas Chinuch brings down that when we do so, we are feeling the pulse. The blood is going through the head of this animal, and we're looking at this innocent animal who does not understand what awaits in a few moments' time. We know what awaits that animal in a few moments' time, and we say, I wish I didn't have to end this life. I wish I would be able to preserve it. So if that's the feeling that you have, then the next opportunity that you have to do a mitzvah or something other than a mitzvah, an avera, then you would think twice and obviously do prefer the good conduct versus the poor conduct. And so therefore there wouldn't be a need for additional shchitos and karbanos. That's the reason behind these karbanos. And it would really be remiss if Yirmiyahu HaNavi was referring to people that had a lot of wealth and it didn't matter to them how many karbanos they had to bring the following morning. They could frankly afford it. It wasn't so difficult. It wasn't challenging. So this is clearly not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's really, you know, doing the letter of the law, but not doing the spirit of the law. It's equivalent to somebody who would, you know, leave the TV on Shabbos so he can watch his favorite sports show or favorite TV show or Netflix series so that he can be on top of the... No, but he didn't do anything wrong. It's just the TV's running. He didn't turn it on. So he would fulfill the letter of the law, but not violating the Shabbos. But the spirit of the law, the spirit of the Shabbos, would clearly be challenged. So therefore, Yirmiyahu Navi says in the following pasuk, he says, "Gazi nizrech v'ashlichi," you should tear out your nazirus here, because the purpose of becoming a nazir is not to be a hypocrite about it. It's not to accept things that you don't really want to do, such as tshuva, and recognition that one should distance oneself from taivos and from overindulgence, because that's frankly what was happening. People were growing their hair long, but they weren't being sincere about it. And so they demonstrated false piety. These are the words of Chazal. And Chazal teach us that instead of letting your hair grow for no positive purpose, Yirmiyahu HaNavi says you should just tear it out and throw it away. And so Yirmiyahu HaNavi was a very straightforward person. He wasn't cutting any corners. And David HaMelech did the same. And David HaMelech in Perek Nun says, Lo azuchacha ochiacha v'losecha v'negdi tamid. I don't need your zvachim to be against, right, to be offered to me. Lo akach mi beifcha par mim chilosecha atudim. You shouldn't take your best paros, the best stock, and offer them to me. Kili kocha yeso ya'ar behemos v'harei elef. I have thousands, says Hashem. Yadati kolo farim. This is Shaddai imadi. Im erev lo amalach. I have all of these things. What is David HaMelech telling us in Kapitel Nun? He's telling us that when it comes to sacrifices, offer God your confession and then redeem to the Most High your vows. Translated in English, for those who would like the English translation. David HaMelech is telling us something very straightforward, just like Yirmiyahu had done years before. Just recognize that the karbanos that you're offering, Hashem has all of the animals. Hashem has liyah kesef liyah zav, says Haggai, the prophet Haggai. I don't need any of your gold, your silver. All I want is, as we say in Parshas Truma, I'm looking for the nediv lev. I'm looking for somebody who does things from the heart. Where is your heart? Where is your sincerity? My father, Hashem, would always say that when it comes to Kabbanas, he was very, very astute. He would say that it's all in the mind. In your mind, when you're bringing in the Karban, what are you thinking? Are you having the proper machshavah, the proper thoughts? Because if you're not thinking about what you're doing and you're not focused, then your Karban itself is moot. It has no relevance, no significance, and no benefit to you, to your family, and to society at large. And so therefore, we have to stop with frivolous activities and begin to focus, as the Navi tells us, on what really is important. It's not the lavishness that we can obviously enjoy, but it's the sincerity of the heart. And you can have lavishness. You can have great displays of wealth. There's nothing wrong with it. But we also can never lose sight of the importance of giving from the heart, of being sincere about our actions. Genuine friendship, looking out for our neighbor, how can I help you? Putting a smile on a neighbor's face. And how do you go about doing all this? Through psychological freedom. When you yourself are able to think positive of yourself and understand the value that you bring to the community, to your family, to the world at large, and when you feel the sense of belonging, just like Rabbi Ben Basisa did in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Aleph, when he defended the Jewish people, when the Egyptians came before Rome and Caesar and said, well, the Jews borrowed all this money, tell them to give it all back. And everyone was worried, how are we going to defend ourselves? And there, Hegio Chabano, a simple commoner, stood up and defended and won. And he won the debate, and that year, the Gemara reveals, was the year of Shemitah. We were able to take over the fields, the vineyards. All of this speaks to the power of personality, the power of perseverance. And so therefore, I bid you this final request as we enter into Pesach in a few days. We are experiencing a very, very challenging time. I encourage everyone to pick up one name that you will then dive in for in your tefillos and Shemona Esrei. Pick that one name. In a world where we know that we're facing a pandemic, the best way to start reducing the numbers and to turn the curve, to turn the tide, to turn a corner, is to dive in for each other. And we all know that if one person has it, the next person has it. Some are more resistant to it than others. Others are clearly not. People are dying. People are getting very sick. We have all these people in mind for Refuah Shleima, Yosef Moshe ben Chana Rivka, and many, many others. We are davening for you. We are thinking of you. And this is something that we need to pronounce. We need to get this message out that we're looking to help others. Please find someone. Just ask them for the Hebrew name. Include that tefillah. Knock on your neighbor's door, secondly, ask them, do you need help with groceries? Especially if it's an elderly person, you check up on these people and ask them if they're feeling okay, making sure that they're taken care of, and that their family members obviously should hopefully call them at least once a day, or maybe twice, and make sure that we call Yisrael HaRei B'Mazal HaZeh, we have this achrayus. It's not a simple thing. We really do have responsibilities. And so therefore we have to own our responsibilities, take it upon ourselves to do the right thing, think about good conduct, think about how we can improve, think about the words of the Navi Yirmiyahu, think about Shmuel HaNavi, who had said something similar. He said to Shaul, do you really think that your desire to bring these burnt offerings and peace offerings is better than simply obeying the voice of Hashem? No, it's clearly not. Hashem has all of these things. Hashem doesn't need the peace offering. He doesn't need the fat of the rams. He just needs us to listen, to be sincere, and to try our best to always try to do the right thing. And with that, Chos, I wish everybody a tremendous bracha. We know that Nisan is a time of miracles, and the reason why is because we weren't deserving of any miracle, and yet we got one. We were on the 49th level of Tuma, people forget to say. They like to focus on only positive things. They forget to say, that we were slaves at one point, that we were not as high as we once were. We were very downtrodden, and we needed a Yeshua. Al Hashem, we called out to Hashem, and that's when the Yeshua came. With tears in our eyes, we cried out, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eis Asher Salalti, I'll take care of Paro, I'll take care of all your troubles. All I need for you to do is to start calling out, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say, that Klal Yisrael's Am Levadad Yishkon, we are a nation that's alone. We feel very much alone sometimes because we're secluded and we're isolated from our colleagues, from our communities, from our Bate Midrashos and Bate Knessios. But I wanted to assure you here, my little Mordechai Plotzker in New Jersey, Elizabeth, New Jersey, wants to assure you that you're very, very much a part of everything that you think that you're not a part of. Why? Because your mind is in the right place, your actions, your thoughts are in the right place, and God willing, we will see ourselves, hopefully, in a better stead. I wish everyone a refuah shleima who needs one. I extend my condolences to those who lost family members and relatives this past week and through this day. I wish that there should be no more tzar in Klal Yisrael, and I hope and pray that we should usher in a stronger time, a stronger period. And I feel that these are positive ingredients for success, and I welcome you to share them with your colleagues, with your friends. Remember to add a name, just take on a name, have everyone take on one name, and you'll see, God willing, we'll be davening for each other, we'll become closer and closer, and Bezalel Hashem, we should know for sure what's going forward.